Welcome and good evening. I'm Kathy, the co-host. Ron Amatron, our host, is present and will discuss the topic of life on a true planet of light. He will also describe a visit to our actual source energy called the Creation Lightship. If you're new to Ron's teachings and healings, you will want to tune in for a special experience as we are escorted by Ron to the Creation Lightship, which is out of linear Earth-based time. Ron will discuss how and why the healing doctors called light beings provide us these healings, also known as clearing out the invisible densities and darkness that inhabit our bodies. First, to get us more centered and relaxed so we can really enjoy our visit to the Creation Lightship, Ron will lead us into the mind-to-heart drop. Then he will activate the drawing of the light being with peace energy found on his host page. Hello, Ron. Over to you for the mind-to-heart drop and light being activation.
Okay, so here we go, everybody. And this you should be doing yourself continuously, maybe at least three times a day. And the way you do this, you must command your spirit out loud to take the thoughts in your head and drop them into your heart. And we just count from 10 to 1 backwards to do that, to move the energy. If you don't command your spirit, then you're in duality, and then you're in the mind energy, then you're in the control of the unwanted universal travelers, the unseen reality out there that is controlling you. So you want to get into the peace energy of source energy. And it's never outside of yourself. You always have it with you. And this is why we do this exercise, to bring you more peace and get out of the mind energy of the matrix. So here we go. Command your spirit to take your awakening thoughts that you have, the thoughts inside of your head, monkey mind chatter, whatever you want to call it, and you want to drop it into your heart. So here we go. Your spirit's going to do this for you. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And dropping down some more, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So now if you think of a negative thought or even a positive thought, which is the same thing, it's still in duality, it should not be there. You should feel peace. You shouldn't have any thoughts at all controlling you when you're in your heart center with your spirit. I'm going to energize the light beam now, so just bring it up on your screen here, and you can go to the website, creationlightship.com, or just go on to the contact radio host page for Creation Lightship, and here we go. I'm going to count to 10 to energize the energy. You have to count to bring forth the energy to do this process. So here we go. Remember, everything is a command, so it's commanded to do this. So here we go. This is a light beam activation. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and we'll just use the word stronger. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. You should see it changing, physically changing on your monitor screen. It should become a little brighter, have maybe a little more of a glow to it, and one more little energy boostment here, and get it connected a little stronger for you. So stronger, this goes right to your heart center. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And next we'll do the 2000 Year of Darkness barcode removal. This will help you to understand more of what light is. Remember, the darkness didn't want you to understand what light is through all the different false teachings out now. And it's at the end of the 2,000-year cycle, and these are energetic barcodes put on you. So you'll not know what light is, and you'll be able to listen to just information of darkness through different alien channelings, et cetera, so that it will be taking you sideways, not knowing what true light is. And this is in place now by the aliens. So here we go. Remember, everything is time-coded on timelines. Releasing this energy from you so you can have a little more ways to understand what true light is. So 1, 2, that's why your spirit won't be lost either. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That'll help you out a little bit here. On the website, we have this clearing up. Then go to the left side, and you can do it whenever you choose to. I'd recommend doing it probably maybe biweekly. So here we go. Let's do another clearing. We do an emotional release of trauma. So think of a situation in your life that you've had. It could have been something today or any time during your life. Your whole life is with you right now, energetically, and so are all your lives of all your ancestors, maybe going back 50 to 100,000 years. So whatever they were thinking is in your DNA, and you are living that life story of some of those times. That's in your natal chart. That's what they programmed into you upon your birth, what they wanted to bring forward in this lifetime. So that would be your life path, is cleaning out your ancestors' stuff. And here we go. Emotional clearing of trauma. Think of trauma that you've had. Here we go. So releasing that from you. You have to think of something. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'll just snap my finger. It's a lot easier. Think of another emotional situation or trauma. And here we go. That's released. And another one. And that's released. Now we'll do a mental issue, some of your thoughts that you may have recycling all the time. Maybe that you're not good enough or you did something wrong and you keep having this thing recycling in you. Remember, this is the mind energy to disrupt you from being in peace, taking you away from source energy. Here we go. Think of that issue released, and think of another mental issue and released. There we go. So I'll turn it back over to you briefly, Kathy, and we'll see what we can do next here.
Those healings really felt relaxing, Ron. If anyone else like me felt a little bit of warmth in their face, just know that's a normal part of the healing. And it's especially good to have the emotional issues, the mental issues, and the darkness barcode removal off of us so we can better to relax and enjoy the trip to the creation light ship and enjoy the rest of the evening with the light being of peace energy radiating in our room. So, Ron, we're going to go to the creation light ship today. And for new listeners, this is really going to be something to experience. Well, perhaps you can describe the creation light ship to us, what it involves, about the light beings, what they do, and how they do it, please. Over to you. Thank you.
Yep. This is where Jesus took people 2,000 years ago for healings. Remember, he used the word Father. They probably knew more about UFOs then than they do now, I would think, but because there were probably a lot more sightings then. But basically, this is, remember, the aliens are out there with their spaceships. So he used the word Father. Father is source energy, and that's where we're going. So basically, you're going to source energy. You can't go there on your own. That's why Jesus said 2,000 years ago, you have to go through me to go to the Father. And that's the same thing true now. So I'm the conduit to take people to source energy. If you try to go there yourself, you would never go there. And if you could go there, you'd be destroyed because you have darkness in you. This is what Jesus was doing, is taking away darkness out of your body. Not even your spirit could go to source energy because it's contaminated by your body, because it takes on the imprinting of who you are, what the body is doing. But we'll go there. We're in special rooms, and we go into quarantine, and we can go through different healing rooms during this process. So you don't want to do any type of meditation, or, you know, you can sit up, do whatever you want. You don't have to do any special stance or sitting or keeping your hands in a certain, position. You know, you can have cross legs. Whatever you want to do works perfectly fine. Source energy doesn't judge you. And you're going to be bilocated out of time. And the light ship is where everything is created in light, in the light of universe, and it created all the different universes of light. What we have here on this planet is a creation from the light ship. The Earth spirit was created there, and so was the planet, but somehow this has got overrun by darkness, and that's the unfortunate thing. And so the light does not really keep tabs on anything that it creates, because if it did, then it would be in darkness, because it would be controlling things. Unfortunately, that's why we have to do the work to clean out ourselves. The light does help out off and on, and it's here now to help us. at the end of the 2,000-year cycle, which we call ascension. So the light ship, when you go there, you're going to be able to, if you're a seer, see different energies, see what I bring in. You'll be in different rooms. Everybody normally is separated into their own particular healing room. And you have a consultation by the doctors before you actually go into the rooms. You can select whatever doctors you're with. You're in the now moment on the light ship, even though you're in time here. And you could be just using the word time, talking to them for consultation for a couple of hours, where here may only seem like a few seconds or none at all. The light beings will take on physical form that we normally see here as far as particular creations here. And they're normally going to be animals, typically bees, birds, volcanoes, rainforest. All these rooms here are different creations that are already created just for us so that we can see these energies. If you were from a different location, not from Earth, maybe they don't have trees. Maybe they just strictly have rocks. And maybe the rocks have feet and legs, and they walk and have hands and they talk. So you would be seeing rocks that talk if you were from a different type of energy of light. But here we have more human physical things that we deal with, and the light beings come into them, materialize these bodies to work with you. So this will only work one time on the archives. It'll work right now, and one time if you listen again. After that, it will not work any longer. So if you want to bring a friend on to an archive and say, hey, I heard this show and I had some healing work done, then you can bring your friend on. It will work once for you during that time, so you can explain to him a little more what you're seeing if you're a seer. And after that, it will not work any longer. So we're going to go up to the light ship. You can bring up your animals and pets, flower, tree, garden, plants if you wish. You cannot bring up any people. They have to be live listening to the program or on one of the archives. And it only works one time for you after this one. So here we go. We're going up. I'll count to five to bring us up to the light ship. So one, two, three, four, and five, and we're there now. And we're just leaving what I call the transporter room. This is where you get beamed up and down from. You're bilocated. You're still where you are right now physically. Although you may feel that nothing around you is energetically corded or connected to you. In fact, it's impossible now for you to even cord anything. If you try to put a mind energy thought form out to connect to something, you will be unable to do that. It's impossible when you're in source energy. Source energy never created cordings, just the darkness did. So we're going into the next room, which is the orientation room, where they're talking with you. You're seeing all the different doctors, all different types of life forms, and they will describe to you what they can do for you. You've already been scanned to see what type of conditions you have according to your original blueprint of who you are. That would be your initial DNA of your body when you're first born, and they're seeing what has manifested from your birth time up to the more present. And they can see different types of conditions that you have went through in your life. And you're also communicating with them of what you may want to have released from you. Remember, the healings work according to your belief system, which is your faith. And your faith, mainly in this lifetime, is just one lifetime, but you have probably millions of lifetimes of your ancestors. So what is their faith? That's what's really determining your clearing and how much density you have taken on as to what you're dealing with right now. So hopefully their faith is not going to prevent you from having a healing down here. On the light ship, you're healed because these energetic bodies that are invisible wrapped around you to protect you from the darkness still has density. That's why you want to have these invisible energetic bodies cleared from you. But on the light ship, you're healed instantly. And then each time you get beamed up and down, back and forth, zillions of times a second, the healings will maybe take place a little better each time. And when you have a healing, the energy is just completely taken away from you. You have no thoughts of it because thoughts are darkness, and you have peace residing with where you are, and everything goes away. So if you have pain and it's gone, you're not going to really be able to bring back that pain, the issue, because it's taken away from you. You may be able to connect into it, cord into it, if you wish, to see what it is. But it may just look like peace energy, and you're going to say, been there, done that. So, I'm going to go into our first room here, and you've already selected your doctor teams, and we're going to go into the hot tub room. And the hot tub room is where you can have some detox being done to you, and you're up there physically, and you're wearing the clothes that you have right now on, and just being bilocated continuously to the light shift, to source energy. And you may feel your body changing. If you're in an area where it's really, really cold, you may want to request to have your body temperature increased, and you may feel that down here. If you're too hot, then you can reverse that process. So you may be here in the archive, you know, in the summertime, and it could be 110 degrees outside, and you're listening to us, and you go, man, I need to have some, be cooled down a little bit, so you can do that. So here we go. Let's go to the next room. We'll go into the room that has the rainforest energy. And the rainforest energy is a room that has many, many things in it. There's a lot of trees, there's waterfalls, there's birds, all different types of flying birds around, different sizes. Remember, in true light, these birds don't prey on each other, or neither does anything else. So you can be with eagles and vultures and different types of birds if they're there. And they're not going to prey on the smaller ones to eat them. They live on life force energy as opposed to eating. So here we go. I'm going to request a healing. Just request one healing, one physical healing in each room. If you ask, like some people have asked me, can I request more spiritual growth? Well, in true source energy, there's no such thing as spiritual growth. That's only a darkness phrase that's here. Become more spiritual. I have to laugh at that one. But here we go. If this is for a physical healing, not mental, not emotional, physical body. Your physical body is up there for this process. So request your one particular healing. You can request that throughout the particular light ship healing now. We're going to go into another room. We're going to go into the room that will work with cancer cell release. And this room is one that they will just work with you to see if there's anything going on. And if you know that you have cancer, ask for additional healing. If not, they'll just scan you and do what they can do to help you. So here we go, going into this room, going into another room. This will be for your choice on your own particular healing also. And I'm going to go into the room that has crystals. There's different types. They have like a large quartz crystal, a lot of points on it. There's geodes there. You can lay on a crystal bed, all different types of things, your choice on doing this in these different rooms right now. And again, request your own healing. Each crystal is an individual spirit, and that spirit energy can help you. Let's go into another location, and we're going to go into one that has butterflies, and the butterflies will do some healing work with you. So I'll just count to five to bring in the energy so you can feel the butterflies here a little more. So one, two, three, four, and five. And there you go. Request your healing. And go into another room. And we're going to go into the room that has the fawns. Here they come. So one, two, three, four, and five. And go into another location. We'll probably need about four or five rooms here. And we're going to go into a room that has the people like dogs and cats, so we'll go into those rooms here. So you normally when you have individual light beings showing up, they will show up in groups of three. So you may see some little puppies and maybe little kittens. Here they come. So one, two, three, four, and five. And a lot of people like to go into the room that has the dolphins. So we'll go into the dolphin room. You're in the water right now, and if you wish to put your hands in front of you, maybe palms facing out, kind of move your hands out, and you're going to feel a presence there of the dolphin. Up there, you're actually stroking the dolphin, feeling the skin of the dolphin, petting it. So it's very nice to feel the slick skin on the dolphin. And again, request your healing. And we'll go on to one other room here. We'll go into a room that has the tree energy. It's really nice. Here we go. These are large trees. And request healing from the trees. Here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And because this show is at the first of the month and we're in March right now, we'll go to the food court and go The food court has, we'll do a birthday party here. The food court has everything in there that's nutritious for us. It's energetic food, and it can also be physical. But it's just very, very small portions. So we're going to do a little birthday party here. And you can go over to the food court, in a sense, and look for different types of desserts. Normally, that's what we do when we have birthday parties, getting cake and ice cream or something. So it'll be the size of like a pencil eraser when you get it. But it'll be all nutritious, wonderful food for us here, even though you may think that it's full of calories and sweets and stuff. So I normally look for the German chocolate cake and the drizzle and the nuts and everything else on it. And then you get your little magnifying glass out, and it looks like a big plate, and you feel great. But otherwise, it's, you know, size of a pencil eraser, a small one. And you can ask for a second, so you can get what you like there, whatever dessert you would like. And we'll have the light beans come now. We're eating a little morso here. And we'll ask the light beans now and the people that are up to sing happy birthday to the people that have a birthday for this month. So we're in the month of March, but if you're on an archive, maybe a different month. So if you have a birthday in that month, then happy birthday. So Life Beings Now are singing this to us, and we'll be leaving this room here and going to another healing room here. So this is like little tiny meals. You're going to feel probably full after this here, especially if you have the seconds on it. Feel your body resonating very nicely to these energies. We'll go into two more rooms before we come back down. And we're going to go into the room that has, I like bullfrogs, so we'll go into that. And here we go. Bullfrogs are coming. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll also go into a room that has the little the deers, the fawns. So again, request your healing. One, two, three, four, and five. And you can be in these rooms for a long, long time. We're only doing this for a short amount of time on this program, but, you know, you could be there if you were to put it into time, which you really can't because you're in the now. But it could be, you know, a couple of hours during this process here. And we'll go on to one more room, which is the circulatory room here to help out your circulation. And here we go. Stronger, stronger, stronger and stronger. And be coming back now from the light ship. And you may feel relaxed right now and in peace. And we're going to bring in one of the rooms which has pink light energy. And here it comes before we come back down. So one, two, three, four, and five. And everything we brought up is with us. So I'll turn it back over to you, Kathy.
That was a wonderful excursion through the part of the Creation Light Ship. I know you've taken us many times before on your other programs, your teleconferences that you have on the weekends, and your Wednesday evening teleconference also. For those who don't know, Ron does offer these teleconferences so we can have more healing, although we're there for quite a much longer than what Ron can tell us or describe on just this little phone session here. When we go for the teleconferences, we're there for a whole month in quarantine so that they can continue to work on us. Because as Ron said, they have our blueprint, and they can help us clear out more of those densities so that there's more room for our spirit to come in. Therefore, we feel more whole and integrated with our body. And it's just a wonderful, peaceful state being in source energy. And also, many listeners do report actual physical healings on their body. And they also see the same things at the same time when Ron escorts us. Some people can see while others just feel, but that's good too. And if you're listening to this on a podcast, as Ron said, you can't go with him without him unescorted. However, you'll learn about the Creation Light Ship, and you'll feel this incredible, peaceful energy. And it is all just delightful. There's nothing like it. It's just something else and incomparable to anything we have here on the planet. So, Ron, you took us to the food court also. That was very nice to get all that wonderful sampling there. You say it's very tiny but very filling. And so I appreciate that because if it was my birthday this month, I think I'd be turning 65,000 years old. That you told me I was 64,000 years old, that my spirit was. So I would think I would deserve a couple pieces of extra Creation Lightship dessert. That was very nice. And I was wondering, can you tell us if the light beings also eat? Do they need to eat like we do?
Yeah, some actually eat naturally, you know. And, some also have just energy that they live on. Some can breathe the energy in. So they're all different. And we just happen to be in a creation here where we have to eat food typically or eat something. So that's just the way, you know, this light form is created. And we can go into a show on that maybe at some point, but that's just the way it is here for us. We'll go back to the light ship here. And what we're going to do is go into one of the defense fleet ships. We all have our own to operate. And I'll just give you a little orientation before we go up there. So we'll go into one of the light ships. And this is what they use to fight the darkness, although we will not be fighting darkness right now. Remember, the darkness, if it attacks the light, it will go after that and destroy the darkness that's imposing restraints on free will, free choice, or doing mind control patterns on us, which is what the aliens are doing here. So that's kind of the problem. The size of the defense fleet ships are normally maybe 125 foot in diameter. Some are much larger, but what we'll be seeing now will be ones that are about that size. And we'll be able to actually control it if you wish, going up and down and back and forth and traveling. Remember, you're in the universe of light, and everything is instant. It will take a little while sometimes to go to a planet, but that could be no more than 5 or 10 seconds here. And so we go actually slower so we can actually see things on the way. And the light ships that we're in will have like a little visor that you can pull down, and it'll have different things on it, like a star map. It'll tell you what the density is of the planet as far as how large it is, the material that it's made up of, which may not be understandable to you. But that's all there. It'll indicate, like temperature, just everything that you need to know about a planet before you actually come to it. And then you can do a scan on it and see where you wish to go. So it's kind of quite interesting. What we're going to do is when we go into the light ship, we're going to be able to feel the artificial gravity of the light ship and the creation light ship that is producing that gravity so we can actually sense when we go out in space, which will have zero gravity. And we're going to be traveling out of time. Remember, the time-based realities, the timelines that we have here are created by the aliens. And so those have a predetermined time sequence on them. And everything works in linear time, just like driving your car from point A to point B. It's all linear. Well, in light, it doesn't work that way. Everything is basically instant, but we'll just slow down that instant of the now as we travel so you can actually see the different planets and universes of light, maybe stars, etc., on the way to where we're planning to go to. So let's go back up to the light ship, and we're going to be able to board one of the crafts. And here we go. We're going up right now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and now we're going to the defense fleet area, which is completely different than the healing area. And remember, the light ship has everything on it. All the different creations ever created from light is on there in a database, we'll call it. And there's rooms for the spirits to create on the light ship. This is the way it works. Just think of the light ship as a large manufacturing plant and warehouse, storehouse for everything that it's ever created. So everything ever created on the light ship is there, prototypes, et cetera, of anything. And the spirits that wish to use the creative means to create something like a planet has availability of all the planets of what they wish to create, so they have a way to do that, to bring forth blueprints. So Anyway, we're going into the docking bay right now, and the lightships are hovering about 20 foot in the air. And we're going on ones that are about 120, 125 foot in diameter. They're pure silver, and a ramp is coming down in front of us, and the ramps have lights on the steps so we don't trip or have an accident. And we just walk up, and we're going up right now instantly up on these steps here, and the lights are changing colors. I'm seeing green and orange right now. So as you move your foot to the next step, it lights up so you know where to put your foot down. And we're going up now into lightship, being greeted by some light beings. They take physical form, and they're now giving us an orientation that could take probably 2 to 4 hours, but we'll just buzz right on through that. Up there, you're getting trained how to operate and fly the lightship. This is one of the defense fleet ships. We all have our own to go into. And right now, you're sitting down in the control room, we'll call it, and you can feel the chair underneath you. And there's like keypads on the armrest, along with visual screens in front of you of where you're going. The chair does rotate if you need to turn it, and it works instantly. You become actually part of the ship as you're sitting there. So the ship, in a sense, is organic, and you're a part of that. So here we go. And there's no things cooked up to your head or anything like you see in some of the movies where they try to make you into some type of cyborg or something. It doesn't work that way. It's pure consciousness of light. And here we go. We're going to be moving out of the light ship. And so you can kind of feel yourself maybe moving slightly. So we're one-third of the way out, two-thirds, and all the way out right now. And you may feel the gravity change. You can move your arm up and down a little bit here. And you're in zero gravity right now. And then we'll have you move it when we come back in again and just see how your arm feels as the artificial gravity connects to you. So we're going out. We're looking at the universe of light right now, just seeing all different types of things. And we'll just select a planet to go to. And we'll just pick one that has water in it or on it. And here we go. Getting closer. You can look down upon it and look at your different indicators, like on a visor in front of you. It'll tell you what's there, what kind of life forms and everything else. Whatever data you need to pick up, it's there. And we're going to go into the underground area of the planet and go to like a large pool of water. So we're going down now. We're actually going into the planet and through the atmosphere, and now we're going through, and now we're ending up at an area where there's like a large, it's more like an ocean to me. As in the person would say a lake, it looks like an ocean with waves. And here we go. We're going to hover now above the sand. The sand, instead of being white, normally I see white sand. This sand is kind of a dark brown. And as you look around before you leave, you're going to see different colors of sand there, which is quite interesting. And the water actually changes color too. Oh, I will just guess about every 100 feet that we walk, we're going to be in a different color of sand. So I'll probably have a different type of energy there. And this is all light energy. So here we go. We're going to be walking out now down the steps onto the sand. And if you notice, you're not really touching or sinking into the sand. You're floating on top of it. And we're on the brown sand now. Now we'll go into, looks like a greenish color sand. The next one is purple. And so they're all different colors there. You might feel your body changing as you go from the different colors. Let's go back and forth on the purple sand and also on the green sand. So we're going from one to the other now, kind of like jumping back and forth. And you might feel the energy. So we'll just stabilize ourselves on the purple sand and feel what it does to your body right now. And now we'll go on to the green sand and feel how that feels to you. And there's a slight difference, and I see yellow, so let's go from the purple to the yellow sand. There we go. And if you look out, the water is a different color, too, which matches the sand color. And let's go to where it's actually silver, and go to the silver sand. There we go. And we'll go into the water now. So here we go, we're going into the water, and this is silver water. And what we're going to do is there's probably some life forms there that are swimming around. So let's look for, see if they'll have any dolphins or whales there or other type of fish that we can communicate with and ride on. And there's something that kind of is a cross between a dolphin and a whale that I'm seeing here. So I can't really say exactly what it is, but it is about four times body length. And we're going to be swimming with them right now. And we can breathe under the water naturally. So if you're wondering why you're breathing still alive underwater, that's because that's the way it is. You can breathe underwater perfectly fine. I want to look for some life forms that are there on the bottom surface there on the sand, and also look for some plant life. And now we're going to go into a different color energy of the water. Here we go. And remember, everything here is harmonious and everything is friendly, so there's really nothing to prey on each other like we have here. When you pray, you become prey. That doesn't happen there. So here we go. So remember, you don't want to become prey. That's what the aliens do here to you, the different churches, et cetera. But we'll stay at, keep it consistent here with going up under the planets here. Won't go sideways too much here, but you're still in the peace energy, so it should feel pretty good. You may understand it more of why you don't want to become prey to the aliens out there, because there's no aliens here, and everything is harmonious. So here we go. I'm going to be swimming now, and if you want to get warmed up, you can. You can request to have the water change temperature. It will do that for you automatically, or if you want to get cooled down, like I said, if you're listening to this on archive, and it's 110, 120 degrees where you are, and you go, man, it's too hot, just request that, and it can help your body temperature. You might feel your skin right now. Your skin may feel a little different than what it did an hour ago as you're having some healing work done in this water. And we're going to be coming out shortly. So we're coming out now, walking up on the beach, and we see our light ship. It's quite a ways away. It looks pretty small to me right now. We went quite a distance in the water. So we're just walking back through different colors now of sand. And we're now approaching the ramp that we walk up to the lightship in, Defense Fleet ship, and walking up now. And the ramp is now moving upwards, and we're now in the Defense Fleet ship. And we're going to be taking off right now and leaving the planet. And we're going to be able to, if you wish, if you want to, just go where there is a little bit of darkness, we can do some battling just briefly here. So it will put out a ray of light. And the light just terminates the darkness. At first gives it a chance to come into the light. And remember, this light should not be in the territories of light. It shouldn't even be here. Remember, it's taken away free will, free choice. And that's what darkness does. So we're actually giving the darkness a healing of peace. So here we go. You can there's a little button that you can press with your thumb here if you wish. And it will shoot off white light. And you may see explosions out there happening. And it's just taking away the densities of the darkness. Any way you look at it, if they had spirits, they would have a chance to come back into the light. Remember, a lot of the darkness energies out there were light. And they turned over to darkness. So they do have some light with them. So light finds light and you know, helps to bring it back into integrity. And here we go. We can shoot some more white light out. And this is how the light defends itself. Just brings out peace energy, takes away the darkness. And here we go. So we'll come back to the light ship. So you can probably see the different planets and stars, whatever's out there in creation, different locations. And coming back, so you can see the light ship now in front of you. It's very, very, very large. And we're going to be starting to dock. So move your hand up and down, your arms maybe. Both of them kind of like you're flapping like a bird, you know. And we're going to come one-third of the way into the light ship, two-thirds, and now we're in the light ship. And now you're in artificial gravity, and you may feel that your hands may, or arms may weigh a lot more than what it did previously. So we're now going into the room where they'll be talking with us. and they'll talk about our healings that we had previously, having some consultation, and we'll go into one of the rooms right now before we come back, which is the hot tub room, and this here will have silver energy in it, and we're just sitting there in the hot tub room, and we're talking with the different doctor teams who have worked with us this evening. And there's many that I haven't even mentioned that was working with us, and ready to come back. So we're coming back. I'll count to five to come back down here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So we're back. Hopefully you enjoyed all that, everybody. And remember, it only works once on an archive for you. So back to you, Kathy.
Yes, Ron, I did enjoy that immensely. Your descriptions were just so clear to me. And I felt like I was on that fleet ship seeing things. And I hope the audience, the listening audience, was also moving their arms as Ron directed. I was, and I think I could feel difference in the gravity as we went from the planet back to the creation light ship. So it seemed very real to me in that sense. And I do want to remind the listeners that the moderator is posting in the chat room the links to Ron's host page, where on the host page of Contact Talk Radio and on creationlightship.com, Ron has posted a lot of information of how the healings take place on the Creation Lightship and what the light beings do and why they do it. It's all there in a very descriptive text for your further understanding. It would be great, Ron, if we could that peace, heart energy, and not have to encounter the darkness as we did and we do daily. I wish I had a white light button I can push, but I'm so glad to have the online healings and you and these programs where you do healings for us live, as well as on your archives and podcasts from your other radio shows. But as you said, in the past, many past programs, we also chose to become separated from source energy. And so now we've pretty much, without really knowing, got tricked and trapped into becoming pretty much infested with darkness ourselves. So what kinds of things do the light beings do for us to help us get the darkness out?
Oh, that's a good one. Okay, the first thing is that the healings that I have on the website is there to get the darkness away from you. You can't go to the light ship by yourself. You cannot do that. So the light beings cannot help you anyway just by calling upon them. I do have pictures that people purchase, like at the expos and things, where they can have a light being energized. And it's a light being picture. And that picture will bring peace to you. It can't really do any healing work on you or anything else. It'll just bring peace to have peace with you, to give you the remembrance of who and what you really are, so which is pure light, and that's what they do. So they can't help you other than doing clearings, and the clearings that's on the website will get rid of the densities of darkness out of you, which is mind energy, thought energies. So that's why you're full of DNA, because you have that, and the DNA brings forth your life experience. So when you're first born, just to make it really simple for you, before you're born, your spirit picks the worst or the best of the worst parents because it chooses the DNA that it's hoping that will be activated in your lifetime. And then from there, that would be what you would call your life path, which is basically getting rid of the darkness out of you and being able to express the talents of your ancestors. Now, in true light, you have all the talents. Here, you only have the ones that they brought forward. And so that's the difference. And here you have what's known as Akashic Records, which is kind of the energies of the darkness and how it's being controlled and its history. And that's in those records. In true light, there's nothing really that's there. Everything is created from light, and it's on the light chip only, and it's not readable because there's so much of the information that wouldn't even be understandable to anybody if you could even read it yourself. I have a difficulty even going there to look at it. In fact, it would be ridiculous to even try to. Where here there are people that claim they can read the light of the darkness energy. So we call the darkness the light of the darkness. That's what's being taught and brought forward by practitioners of the New Age and the channeling like Archangel Michael and Metatron or whatever. These are all energies that are of darkness because they're not of light. The light cannot channel. And once you start to really understand that and you find out that, wow, I've been listening to this person for maybe 20 years now and all the information sounds good, but it's just the light of the darkness. And it can be great information, but you have to realize that the light cannot channel, never will talk to you, because you will have it with you. Like I say, you just need one page, one book, go within. And once you start releasing these systems from you, if you can do that and get untrapped from them, and to start to understand that you are who you are, nothing is outside of yourself, there's no light outside of yourself that's going to come into you that you can invoke to help you, to give you more light or to give you more DNA attunements. So people do that, you know, they want to give you more DNA strands, which is more darkness strands. That'd probably be the worst thing you could ever do in your life. But people like to do things that are not consistent with true source energy. The true source energy is everything. And you just need to get reconnected back to the source of who you are, which is inside of you. You just need, like I said, one book with one page, go within. And unfortunately, there's a lot of people out there that are doing things contrary to the light and the light teachings, which is non-judgment. And it's just very sad that these people throughout, many, many lifetimes or these practices of darkness is here on this planet, which is why the planet has darkness on it. The people are bringing it in here. So the next thing is, what about the energetic alien life forms that are inside of everybody? Well, you have those too. People bring those in. Just think of what happens when people do energetic clearings, trying to bring in more light. You're bringing in different energies that can come inside of your body and cause you harm. So we'll just do some quick samples here. These I do on the 8-hour calls that I have on Sundays to get rid of these alien life forms. So we'll get rid of an octopus energy. And here we go. So 1, 2, 3, get rid of the tentacles, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So get rid of that energy there. Get rid of a couple of them anyway. There could be hundreds inside of you. These normally wrap around your rib cage, your neck, cause you a shortness of breath. We'll take rid of the poison. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And since our show is ending, I'll have to do a little quicker than this here. We'll do the jellyfish energy, releasing that from you. There we go. Get another one out, another one. These are on top of your head. Remember the movie Avatar with that, kind of the tree of life, whatever they call it there. That's like the jellyfish energy connecting to you. We'll get rid of the squid energies. Here we go. And we can get out and you will be good. And now we'll get the ones that kind of are around your lungs. You might want to take a deep breath, inhale, exhale. This will be some more of these energies here and releasing them. Okay. We got ones that go into our joints. These normally look like little caterpillars, except they're like on the end of the little spine energies or whatever you want to call them, little pokers. They're like little knives, and they keep cutting into your joints, giving you inflammation that you may not be able to see physically, energetic inflammation making your joints stiff. Here we go. Taking rid of some of these here. Okay. And we'll get rid of some of the energies that are inside of your lungs here. Here we go, taking these out, give you a little way to breathe better here. There we go. And we'll do one more clearing here. We'll bring in some peace energy for you. This is from your own spirit. We're going to enhance that. And here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I made one mistake on the call here. On the program. This will work two times if you're listening to an archive. So it'll operate if you listen live and one other time, or it'll operate and work with the light ship two times if you hear an archive and you're on two archives. So that way you can talk to your friends about it and have the session here with them. So back to you, Kathy.
Oh, that's very nice. Thank you, Ron. So you're saying, just for the record, we can listen to it here live and then two times on the podcast, once if we have it ourselves later, and then once again to share with a friend. And, of course, people do have to be listening to it for it to work. It can't be just designated to somebody. Okay, so that's very good. Thanks. So two times on the archive and podcast. I know the moderator will type that in, as well as the websites and the other information that is needed, so they can follow up if, for more information in their interest in getting to the Creation Lightship and some of the teleconferences you offer. They're highly recommended by Ron's listeners, and I hope all of you felt those alien parasitic energies leaving your body like I did when Ron was snapping his fingers. Thanks so much, Ron, for this wonderful evening, the excursion to the Creation Lightship, and the divine healings. On our next program, we will further discuss other aspects of Ron's mission to help us ascend into the true light. Ron can do these healings because he is from source energy and is not limited by our earthly temporal time. Take the next quantum step to get on the highway to ascension. In the podcast, Ron explains the energetic forces that infiltrate us, affecting personality, behaviors, circumstances, and situations that do not resonate with our spirit. There are solutions, and it is up to us to initiate the process of getting the darkness and densities cleared out and healed for the true ascension of light. There are pertinent posts to the healings on Creation Lightship. Please go to Ron's host page blog and feel free to leave comments on his wall. Ron has created many healings because right now is our chance to connect with our own divine spirit. The Creation Lightship is offering this choice and chance to get back to our home base energy with our spirit and body in a planet of light like you felt today in the sample trip. This is where the real light only works in the present moment without duality, hierarchy, emotion, or judgment. We thank you, Ron, and Creation Lightship for the program and divine healings tonight.
Okay, everybody. So we're going to teach you how to do the mind-to-heart drop. It's very, very simple. Only takes about 20 seconds to do. And this you can do anytime you wish, but you must say it out loud or whisper it. And this will put you into peace energy instantly. So here's what you say out loud. Very simple. I now command my spirit. And then after you say that, then you say to take the thoughts in my head. And the next process would be to drop them into my heart. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to facilitate this energy moving from your head, will say, to your heart, and you can actually feel the energies drop down. So here we go. We want to say that together. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody. Now you're in peace energy. I'll just say blessings and see you later. Bye, everyone.